Good morning. My name is Marta Otoni. I work at Geological Survey of Brazil. I'm also a PhD student from the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro. And this study was proposed by Professor Teofilo Otoni from the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro, with comments and suggested by Dr. Jakob Pacheski. So, as an introduction, the characterization of the structure of the pore space is important and necessary to predict soil function and soil acquisition service. It has also a wide agronomic and engineer application. So soil pore space can be characterized with different level of details. The fine level can be learned from the computer tomography, but a more common way to characterize the pore space, we can use the pore size distribution. One method to condense information on pore size distribution is by simply defining small numbers of pore classes, such as the microporosity, microporosity, and mesoporosity. So the proposal of the objective of this study is to classify the soil pore space based on three classes of pores. So for this, we are going to use a large database on temperature and tropical soils to see how this classification works. So these are the three pore classes, as I mentioned previously. So these pore classes, as this side here, we have the class definition, and here we have the equation which represents each of these classes. So the pore classes are defined in this equation here, the pore classes are defined in terms of the saturation degree, and the definition of each class is based on the functional use of the pore. So as an example, the first classes, which we call the easily drained pore, represent the air-filled space when water is retained at suction 60. We select this theta 60 to represent this class here because it's usually cited in the literature as a microporosity. So the other class we call the water uptake pores, which includes those pores that hold water available to plant, and we use this equation to represent it. And the last class we call the plant inaccessible pore, which includes those pores that hold inaccessible water to plant or unavailable water to plant. So all of these three equations, all of these three formulas here, if we sum each of them, is going to add 100%. So this allows us to propose a triangle in the same way that it was proposed for the Tesser triangle, as you can see here. We call in the first moment this triangle as a porosity triangle, and here in the axis of the triangle you can see the classes as I showed in the previous slide. And so to represent the size of the triangle, I'm going to show you an example. Let's say that I have 22% of easily drained pore, 33% of plant inaccessible pore. To sum 100%, the soil will have 45%. So to represent the soil into this triangle, we need three measurements. So the three measurements that we need is the theta 60, the wilting point, and also the porosity or the saturated water content. So to evaluate this classification, we need to collect almost 3,000 data soil samples, where the 2,000 sample comes from the European soils, which are the hyper soils. And the 1,000 soil undisturbed soil sample belong to the Brazilian soils, which we are calling the tropical soils. The European we are calling the temperate soils. The 100% of this measurement of this database has measurements on the wilting point, theta 50,000, and also on porosity or saturated water content. However, only 80% of this measurement of this database has measurements on theta 60. But 20% we do not have. So for this case, we need to, for this database here, the 20%, we need to fit the Wangenhoek equation to the data, to this 20% data, water retention measurement, and so that we could predict the theta 60. So we use this graph here, which is the error of estimative across along the suction, so we interpolate the error to get the error at theta 60. So if the error at theta 60 is higher than 1%, we discarded the soils to the classification. So here are our results. Here, as you can see here, we plot the temperate soil, which is in green, and the tropical soil, which is in red, in both triangles, the porosity triangle and the tester triangle. As you can see, the tropical soils, which are the European soil, were plotted in, could cover most of the area of the triangle, except those areas which have low water uptake pores and high water uptake pores. In the case of the Brazilian soils, the tropical soils, they were plotted in the center area of the triangles, as you can see here. But there were four areas that the Brazilian soil could not represent it in the triangle. That were when the plants in accessible pore were low, which means that all the Brazilian soils have high wilting point. The other area we do not have Brazilian soils when the water uptake pore was low, and when the easily drainable pore was low and either high. So to evaluate the similarities and the differences on pore space between these two databases, we decided to plot these two databases in the same triangle so that we could see the similarities and differences. So the first main differences you can see here in this blue plot here, where the easily drainable pore is low, where we can see almost no data from the Brazilian soil, but a lot of information from the temperate soil. Another main difference occurred in this pink area here, where the water uptake pores were between 11-22%, where we have Brazilian data, but we do not have temperate soils. For in this case here, this Brazilian data here, belongs to the Amazon forest, belongs to the northern region of Brazil here, which is covered by the Amazon forest, as you can see here in this green area. And also this yellow dot here that belongs to the southern Asian region of Brazil, that is Minas Gerais, Rio de Janeiro, and São Paulo, which are covered by the savanna, which we call in Brazil as Cerrado, and also by the Atlantic forest. So both of these soils here, highlighted with the red circle and the pink dots, they are ferrous soils. Most of the soils are ferrous soils and with high clay content, more than 65%. So as a first main conclusion, we got that the porosity triangle is useful and helpful in characterization of the pore space of temperate and tropical soils. We saw similarities and differences based on pore function. As for some Brazilian soil, their pore space were different from the temperate soils. One intriguing characteristic, consequent, is that perhaps the hydraulic phytotransfer function defined for tropical soils may not work for the tropical soil, mainly for the heavy soils, ferrous soils, simply because such pore space are not found on soils of temperate climates. However, as we are proposing a classification, we decide to divide this triangle here in smaller sub-triangles, in 9 sub-triangles, where each sub-triangle will receive a letter varying from A to I. Each sub-triangle will have the ability to group soils based on similarities of plant inaccessible pore, water uptake pore, and easily drainable pore. So as these classes here, this guy, give a hint of the structure of the pore space, we define this classification as the structure classification of pore space. It's just a proposal. However, another more powerful way of grouping soil based on structure information of the pore space is by grouping soils by similarity of the pore size distribution. So in this case, we propose another triangle, which we are calling the structure triangle, because we understand that the pore size distribution, the similarity of the pore size distribution, give more information of the structure than gathering soil based only on these classes here. So we propose another triangle. Now we are not calling the porosity triangle, we are calling the structure triangle, but again, we are going to use the same triangle. Okay, we are going to use the same triangle. Probably we are going to change this name here. And we are going to use Wangen-Lust equation to represent the pore size distribution. This is why the equation for each of the axes that represent each of these axes of the triangle, we need to change also to include the theta r. But believe me that if you sum all of this equation again, it will sum up to 100%, so we can plot this data here. In the next slide, we can see the beautiful curves, similarity curves within two classes. So as you can see here in class A and class D, we have the power size distribution very similar within them, as you can see here also in class D, and you can see differences between power size distribution between them. So I did not show the methodology of the structured triangle, I only showed the methodology of the porosity triangle, but believe me that in this triangle here, for each plot, for each point here of this triangle, we will have a unique pair of alpha and m from the Wangen-Lust equation. This is why we could define the isoline of alpha and isoline of m for this triangle. And here, very fast, here is the area where I could not optimize the parameter because here the m is very, very low and here the alpha was very high. So if you can have a look on this left triangle that I mentioned, not the porosity one, but the structure, we published on chapter 4 this subject in this book here that was recently published by Springer and was edited by four Brazilian researcher. So I would like to thank CPRM, the place where I work, USDA, where I'm doing the PhD now, CAPES Brazil for financial support, and all the scientists who collected and provided me the Brazilian data and the Hypers database. Thank you so much.